Civic Democrat-led government, under the leadership of Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, is set to ratify the EU's Lisbon Treaty, a document that consolidates the European Union. This, along with other official government positions, is opposed by the Czech president. Now it seems he may have had enough. Dominic Yoon reports.
The Czech president has been at the centre of the country's political establishment since the Velvet Revolution, and that is doubly true in the case of the Civic Democratic Party, which he founded in 1991 during the splintering of the Civic Forum, the anti-communist political movement that emerged during 1989. Mr. Klaus served as prime minister from 1992 to 97, a period marked both by economic growth and a growth in corruption scandals. Following that, Mr. Klaus retained much influence during the period of the so-called Opposition Agreement, which enabled the Social Democrats to govern between 1998 and 2002. Since 2003, Mr. Klaus has served as president, retaining his title as honorary chairman of the Civic Democrats. Yet his increasingly strong views on issues ranging from global warming to European integration have put him more and more at odds with his party, while the strains of his formal role as an apolitical head of state are becoming increasingly apparent. Political commentator Bozhivoj Hnízdo believes that should Mr. Klaus decide to formally abandon the party, the consequences for the Civic Democrats would be minimal.
The moment Civic Democrats can do quite well without Václav Klaus. Actually, it's not anymore Klaus party, which was maybe true in the 90s, but surely not in this decade.
Rumours have also begun to circulate that a new pro-Klaus political party may be formed in the near future, something akin to Veritas or the UK Independence Party, two British parties with strong anti-EU sentiments. The party is reportedly considering calling itself Libertas.cz after the Irish anti-EU lobby group headed by the UK-born arms contractor Declan Ganley, with whom Mr. Klaus recently met, much to the chagrin of the Irish government. Meanwhile, Mr. Klaus's son, also Václav, has formally announced his departure from the Civic Democrats, only heightening speculation about his father, who has not denied rumours that he too will leave the fold. So what would the chances be for such a party in the Czech Republic? Bozhivoj Hnízdo believes that there is a chance for one simple reason.
Some possibilities, particularly because ODS won't be very critical this spring because of the presidency of Czech Republic, and it's the main governmental party. So there is some room for some Eurosceptic political party in Czech Republic to be successful in election to European Parliament.
And what about the wider prospects for such a party?
If Klaus will be active in founding some new party which can be Eurosceptic, he or this party can be successful in elections to European Parliament. But I've got doubts if such party can be successful in domestic elections to the lower house of parliament, for example. We know this example. In 2004, there was the party European Democrats, actually quite successful in European elections. It was the third biggest party, but actually this party is not successful on domestic political scene.
Whatever one's views of the Czech president, it seems likely that he does not intend to simply fade from the Czech political scene anytime soon.
Dominic Yoon there. Now, the online property website bezrealitki.cz